Shabbos, we have the incredible zchus this week to read Parshas Tetzaveh. And Parshas Tetzaveh continues to deal with the details of the Mishkan, most notably focused on the big day kahuna, the Kohanic vestments, Kohanic clothing. But interestingly enough, in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, so the Torah begins with the halachos concerning olive oil. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'ikhu ilecha shemen zayis zach, kasis lama'or lahalos ner tamid. Opening pasuk of the parasha. Collect olive oil, right? Pure virgin olive oil, lahalos ner tamid. Ultimately, again, in order to go ahead and ignite an eternal flame. So Rashi HaKadosh quotes this, and Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, which merits Hashem, we will see Bekarav. What does it mean, lahalos ner tamid? So both say, so it could have said, lahadlik ner tamid. Why lahalos ner tamid? Literally, again, to rise up a constant flame, or to raise up a constant flame. So Rashi says something very interesting. According to the Gemara, madlik, achite shall have us ola me'eleha. Then I will say, how do you light the menorah? So we got the menorah in the basement. How do you light the menorah? You have to kindle the wick in a way where ultimately, again, the little spark continues to go ahead and burn. I will say, or sometimes, you know, when you light a candle, so you know, you could bring the fire to it. You light a wick, you could bring the fire to it very quickly and take it away very quickly. And sometimes it just doesn't light immediately. So the Torah, so Rashi, the Torah is telling us that when the Kohen lights the menorah, achite shall heves ola me'eleha. You have to go ahead and bring the fire close enough to the wick and hold it there for long enough that the entire wick ignites. Bring the little flame to the larger wick so that the wick in its entirety ignites. In other words, don't quickly just bring the fire there and bring it away. So maybe the wick will light, maybe the wick won't light. But rather, again, bring the fire to the wick so that the wick in its entirety lights up, is ignited. So the Sasem is the Ger Rebbe says something incredibly beautiful. He says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan B'Nefesh Yisro Nekudas Kedosha. Va'ayidei ha'yegiya va'avoda, matza min esmino, v'neir umisor ha'koach ha'penimis. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says sometimes in the realm of spirituality, we think that we have to work very hard in order to ignite our fire. We think we have to work very hard in order to become inspired. Very hard in order to become good Jews, in order to become righteous individuals. But he says it's not the case. In fact, there is an incredible repository of holiness that already resides inside each of us. There's an incredible reservoir of Kedusha that flows through all of us. And the only thing you need to do to ignite your holiness is what? One spark. One spark. One little spark ignites an entire internal reservoir of holiness. Matzo min esmino, v'neir umisora koach ha'penimi, v'zeh, shetei shal heves olam me'eleha, davar shel kayama. I'm just going to read, ki davar na'aseh b'koach ha'adam, so I'll tell you the rest outside. The Sasema says so beautifully that the menorah is a metaphor for us. We'll say, what is the menorah? Can you imagine the Kohen walks up to the menorah? And what does he see in there? You have a beautiful candelabra made out of pure gold that represents the Jew. We'll say, each of us is pure gold. Each of us is incredibly ruchni, so incredibly holy. And inside each of the receptacles of the menorah, it's filled with beautiful oil that is ready to burn so bright. Everything is there. The recipe for success is present. What's the only thing that's missing? The only thing? A spark. And you don't even need, you don't need a blowtorch, right? You don't need a forest fire. You don't need a blazing flame. What's the only thing you need? I will say the most you need, even a little bit, you need like your box of Hanukkah candles from the Tel Yeshiva, right? That's the only like little, right? You need a tiny little spark. And the smallest of sparks ignites an incredible flame. And the Bosse, you know, the flame of the menorah, it remained lit until the Kohen would go ahead and extinguish it the next morning. Sometimes we think that in order to become spiritual beings, there's so much work, there's so much avoda, it's such an uphill battle, and it's true, ruchnius is a struggle. But the Bosse says the Svasemes, the Torah Dosha goes through all of these details to teach us each of us is that menorah. That menorah that is ready to be ignited. That menorah that possesses the oil of holiness. That menorah which is brimming with incredible luminescent potential. And all you need is the spark. All you need is the little bit of flame to ignite your personalistic kedusha. And I will say, day in and day out, that's the fundamental question we ask ourselves. Just what's the spark? So coming to Shir, of course, is the spark. But I think the secret that the Sasemis is teaching us is that really one spark a day is not enough. See, a lot of times the menorah has to be kindled. The menorah is kindled. And then because of other circumstances, the menorah is extinguished. And sometimes you have to relight your menorah. Because also, you know what happens in the beginning of the day? I light the menorah, it's kindled. And then something happens, I do something or something occurs, and the lights are extinguished. But that's okay. Because even when your menorah is extinguished, you have the ability to relight it. Unless you think that you need a major flame, you just need a spark. So a lot of times throughout our day, we just have to make sure to surround ourselves with those beautiful sparks, those things which kindle our menorah. We each possess so much dramatic potential. We each possess that oil of potential. We are each that menorah in life. And if we find the courage just to create a little spark of inspiration, just to create a little spark of holiness, then the beautiful light of our spiritual luminescence will not only light up our lives, but will light up the lives of those around us as well. Good Shabbos.